The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I see that Herm Edwards convinced Marvin Lewis to stay at Arizona State and work with the football team, and Antonio Pierce got promoted to defensive coordinator for the Sun Devils. They've done a decent job out in Tempe, and I think that Marvin Lewis is staying there and working with them because he couldn't get another job in the NFL, and that's just all there is to it. You know, I think that, you know, like today there was a story that ran about Doug Peterson, right, taking a year off, something to that effect. And, you know, that's a nice way of saying in Portuguese, nobody offered him a job. I heard that he was talking to Seattle about being the offensive coordinator. Nobody offered him a head coaching job after they got rid of him in Philly. And now suddenly today he's going to take a year off. Well, we all know what happens for the most part in regards to guys that you know, take a year off or whatever. They don't ever get a job again. Now, I know that McCarthy eventually got hired back in Dallas, right? Fair enough. But how did that go? Now, I know that Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones talk about how Mike's our guy, and it doesn't matter how bad we were this year, he's our guy. Well, he's their guy because they signed him to a fat multi-year deal that they're going to have to pay him no matter what. But I can guarantee if they lose again all next year, they're going to fire his ass and then pay him out, right? So my point is that, like, do you know our friend Mafia, like Brian Billick, right, from NFL Network? We've had Brian on my show for years, and I'm friends with him. Great guy. Do you remember when he stopped coaching and he won a Super Bowl, right? And then he stopped. That was it. Like, he never got another job. And it just happens that way. What happens is, I think the league, you know, kind of these guys decide they want to change or they want to break. They want to take a step back, evaluate their life, do other things, whatever. This is the same conversation as we were having in the first hour. Guys want to do other things and take a step back or retire, whatever. And then they want to get back in eventually when they realize their life sucks without it. And then nobody wants them because the league moves on, and they move on in a younger demographic. There's no getting around it, is that, like, the days of wine and cheese and old coaches like Pete Carroll are basically over. Marvin Lewis out. You know what I mean? Like, all these coaches now in the NFL are young guys. That's just all there is to it. Look at all of them. LaFleur, McVay, every one of them. We welcome in our radio affiliates, Mightier 1090 in San Diego, Southern California, up and down the Central Coast. Also, Sirius XM, our new channel, the Sports Grid Radio Network on channel 204. We love you on satellite radio. It's Pharrell, your boy from the Howard Stern days on 101. Shake out, ooh, shake out, ooh. Sports Map Radio Network, and of course, Sports Byline USA, my friends out in the city by the bay, and Armed Forces Radio all over the world. It's Sports Grid Radio style, and I'm Pharrell with Mafia, and we're talking about everything, coaches, you know, players retiring, coaches, you know, commissioners of the Pac-12, Larry Scott, he's done in June. They're already looking for his successor. Coaches, Peterson, he's taking a year off. He'll never, you know, who knows? He might get another job. Fair enough. I'm not saying he won't. But I think the more you walk away for a year, you don't, they don't, they just move on. They don't come back and say, you know what, a year from now, why don't we call up Doug Peterson and see what he's doing? I mean, they go young. They skew young. Mafia, I mean, you know it's true. Look at all these coaches now. Brandon Staley, you know, the Smith guy in Atlanta, Dan Campbell. All these guys are young. And look at the Jets, your new coach, Sala, you know, every one of them. Dable stayed in Buffalo, but the bottom line is, Mafia, all these guys are young. They don't want to go back to these old guys like Marvin Lewis, and Doug Peterson's had his shine.
Yeah, I mean, it amazes me when you hear these guys and their ages when they're hired, and it's like, you know, they're in control of a whole NHL franchise. What am I doing with my life here that I'm just, you know, we have a good thing going here, but these guys are running an NFL franchise at like 35, 38, and I'm sitting here like, man, I'm really underachieving.
Actually, I have no idea how it turned into that for you when I asked you about coaches that are old that don't get any job offers later in life. Suddenly, now you want to run an NFL franchise? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I mean, I couldn't. These guys are in their mid to late 30s. It's insane how young these guys are now.
I actually think you could have run the Jets better than the Johnson family and the GMs and coaches they've had running them into the ground.
Your search is over.
You found it.
What you've been looking for.
The definitive culmination of the state of the art of sports talk.
This is the Winning Edge. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, Pharrell on the bench. We had your boy spitting speeds on the show today on Coast to Coast, Dane Martinez. I like that dude. And we were talking about the playoff games. One other thing, can I go back? I just wanted to, because I was just thinking about him, and it was good having him on again today. I hadn't talked to him in a while, and it was great having him on the show today. He's a funny dude. I like his sports takes, and he loves sports for sure. So anyway, we have Doug Peterson. I just wanted to line this up. We have Doug Peterson actually acting like he was taking a year off, even though it was just no one wanting to hire him. Here we go.
So what? You hurt my feelings, and now I'm going home, all right?
That is dramatic footage that we, because it almost sounds a little thrillbilly there. Can we listen to him again? It just doesn't sound like him from Philly.
So what, you hurt my feelings and now I'm going home, all right?
Maybe that was him on Philip Rivers' coaching staff at the high school in Alabama. We also have footage of Herm Edwards explaining to Marvin Lewis why he didn't get another head coaching gig and had to stay at Arizona State.
You're not good at most things.
Name one.
Math, jokes, basic hygiene, ideas, knowing what others think about you.
You name five, fail.
That is unbelievable that we've been able to obtain that kind of, you know, conversation between Herm Edwards and Marvin Lewis in an air-conditioned office in Tempe, Arizona. It really is unbelievable. That's professional work right there by my crack staff of excellence in Mafia and Carver High. They're constantly tapping rooms and putting in hidden microphones all over, everywhere, all over the world on a daily basis. We have friends in many places, most of them low places. We also have tonight for you, very exciting, Kyrie Irving. Before they bent over and lost to the lowly Cavs, and you can quote me on that, in Cleveland tonight in double overtime where they let Colin Sexton have 42 points and 20 points in the two overtimes combined. They literally, all you have to do is watch the highlights of Kevin Durant guarding Sexton in the second overtime when the guy's standing there at the perimeter beyond the arc looking at Durant and dribbling and going, well, if you're not going to guard me, I'm just going to shoot this ball and drill it. I mean, Durant plays absolutely no defense whatsoever. And that was in the second overtime. But I think the Nets play no defense the whole game. Now, they'll tell you how they play all kinds of sets and switches, and they got all this defensive mastery down, and they're working on it, trying to find their chemistry. But what that means in Portuguese is they play no effing defense ever. That's why Cleveland beat them in double overtime tonight. Cleveland doesn't beat anybody in double overtime, and everybody in Cleveland knows that's true, too. Here's Kyrie Irving before the game.
Like I said, it's just really exciting, you know, just to be able to play with great players that have, you know, just been here in the league for a while, have been through ups and downs, the peaks and valleys. So, you know, James is aligned with us in terms of just experience, and, you know, adding that to our locker room is going to be great for us.
And listen, I said this earlier tonight, they lit it up. Harden had a triple-double. Durant at 38, Kyrie at 37. You cannot stop them offensively from producing. And I mean, they just go off. But all you have to do is watch their game tonight. You know, in my opinion, they should have won the game. They were down in regulation for most of the game. And they came back and got it to overtime. And then at the end of the, in the first overtime, they should have won it. End of the first overtime, they got the last shot, brick. Go to double overtime and then let Sexton go off. Sexton made all their points in the first overtime and second overtime. He literally, in my opinion, it was like watching a bad movie. The guy scored every bucket. And they never guarded him. I mean, he must have been laughing, thinking, holy shack, they're not guarding me. They're just going to let me do whatever I want. He shot layups, threes, step backs, shots in the paint. He had it all going. Turnarounds. The guy went off. And, I mean, come on. I think he's a good player. He's 25 a game this year. He's good because no one really on that team is good. So somebody's got to be good. He's the man on that team. So I'm watching right now. And it's the Houston Rockets and Suns. And the Rockets are getting just absolutely obliterated right now by 15 in the third with six and change left. And I think that line in that game was 5.5 at the end of the day. with the Rockets getting 5.5. I had the Suns winning that game, but I thought the Rockets would give them a game, and obviously they're not. It's 13 right now. The Suns are just better than the Rockets. The Rockets now are, you know, Gordon, Tucker, Christian Wood, Oladipo, et cetera, and they're just not that good. As far as everybody else, the Warriors, who seldom come out to play, they're up at the half on the Spurs, 64-45. And this one's going on right now. Murray's got 11 for San Antonio. And Steph Curry's got 20, including he's really hot tonight. 7 of 9 from the floor, 4 of 5 from downtown. He's got 5 rebounds and 4 dimes to go with it. And per usual, nobody else is doing anything. Wiseman, though, has 12. Wiggins has 10. Oubre's got 11, and Oubre's hit a couple of threes in the game. Green's hit a three, Wiggins hit a three, and there you go. Warriors up. The Knicks play the Warriors tomorrow night in the Bay. I wonder, how do you think they'll do, Mafia, the Knicks, who've won back-to-back games stunningly, and, you know, they won, like, what was it, Sunday, they beat the Celtics by, like, 25. And then Monday on Martin Luther King Day, they beat the Magic. Now they go west, young man. And they're playing the Warriors tomorrow night in San Francisco. How do you think the Knicks will do on the West Coast swing?
You know, usually I'd say they're going to get smoked, you know, going west. I know that they just blew out Boston. That's what threw me off. Because the Orlando game, I'm like, all right, whatever. Orlando's not a great team either. But they're playing pretty solid right now. And the Warriors are struggling at times, but they just beat the Lakers. So I think the Knicks will be in it. I'm still going to go lean Warriors, though, that they got to fly across the country and go play the Warriors team who's playing, you know, pretty decent right now. I'll go Golden State.
So the Knicks are 7-8. The Warriors are 7-6 going into tonight. And they've been, I think, surprising. Did that rock you the other night? I watched the game when Curry went off and they beat the Lakers. The Lakers looked like somebody slept with their wives. They were so stunned that they lost to the Warriors. But I got to tell you, and I thought the Lakers would win the game like everybody else, but it was delicious watching them lose. I'm just saying, like, they win so much to see a team that's, you know, struggled like the Warriors without Klay Thompson and everything, and Steph's the only guy that does anything. To see him beat them, I thought was really refreshing. As far as everything else, Clippers are up 10 right now on the Kings with 9.5 to go in the third. I'll get into all the other finals, who won and who did what, when we come back on the bench. So the Rockets are making a run here. They're getting into the game, and it's now a 7-point game. They were getting, like, just, I just said it was a 15-point game like 5 minutes ago. So they cut it, and, you know, they cut 8 off of it at least. So you got a game, 2:20 left in the third, plenty of time. 82-75 Suns. Suns are better. We know all of that. I just wanted to take a look at, as this game's going on, what's going on in this game. Ayton and Booker have 16 apiece for the Suns. And then Gordon has 20, Oladipo 16, Christian Wood 13 for the Rockets. And then in that Clipper King game in Lipstick City, 78-63 Clippers. I wrote them tonight, by the way. And laid that fat number. It was like, I think it was down to 9.5 or something when we did Coast to Coast. I could be wrong. I laid 10.5 in this game. Clippers, Kawhi's got 23. PG has 15. And then for the Kings, De'Aaron Fox has 19. Nobody else worth mentioning doing anything. The Heat beat the Raptors. 111-102. I think that one was in Toronto, Tampa, a.k.a. They're playing down in Tampa these days. As far as the Heat, 17 from Goran Dragic. Robinson and Adebayo had 14. Kelly Olynyk had 15. But how about your boy, Kendrick Nunn? I just noticed 28 points, 9 of 12 from the floor, 4 three-pointers, 8 boards, 5 dimes, and did all that with 4 fouls. Nice game by Nunn getting involved. As far as the Raptors, Freddie VanVleet had 24 and Siakam 18, Ananobi 18 as well, Davis 16, but Toronto loses by 9 to the Heat. I had the Heat with the 3.5. I think it moved to 4.5 in that one. I lost the Nets game. The Mavericks with a win in Indy. They blew them out, in fact. 124-112, impressive win after they'd been losing and playing poorly. 27 from the Zinger tonight, Mafia. 12 of 15 from the floor. Porzingis going off the double-double. He had 13 boards to go with it. Tim Hardaway Jr., 19. Brunson, 19. He was in, COVID lockdown. Doncic had 13, 12, and 12. The triple-double, Mafia. And Trey Burke had 22. Trey Burke can shoot. He had 4 threes. Pacers, 25 from Sabonis. Brogdon had 26. A couple other guys in double figures. McDermott had 16. Holiday brothers, 13 and 10. Aaron had 13. And then Justin had the 10 spot and 3 boards. So there you go. Dallas wins it. They're 500. And the Pacers stumble at home. Sixers finally get away from the Celtics, 117-109. It was very close all the way. And then all of a sudden at the end, they rubbed them out. And Embiid, 42 and 10 boards. Tobias Harris had 22 as the Sixers win. And I just wanted to look at, you know, the Celtics. Brown had 26. Tice had 23, Smart had 25, Walker had 19, and you lose. That's unbelievable. Shake Milton had 16 for the Sixers. They're 10-5. Boston is 8-5. Hawks in overtime beat the Pistons 123-115. Detroit was getting 6. They lose by 8. I had the Hawks winning at the very least. Collins and Young, big games. Young had 38. Collins had 31 and 11. Your boy, Trae Young, 38, 4 and 10. 3 three-pointers. And the Hawks are 500. Detroit having a blast. 3 and 11. The Magic win on a Cole Anthony 3 at the buzzer to win it. And the Magic go crazy in the Twin Cities, winning on the road on a last-second hurried three-pointer as they stun the T-Wolves to stop their six-game losing streak. 97-96 was the final. Vucevic had 28. Fournier back in the lineup. He'd been out, missed a bunch of games, 24 for him. And then Cole Anthony, 13. He hit 3 threes, 3 for 3 from downtown. He also had 7 boards and 3 assists. Big win for them. Minnesota got 19 from D'Lo, and then everybody else just kind of chipped in. There you go. The canceled games were the Wizards Hornets and the Grizzlies Blazers. Those games were in Charlotte and Rip City in Portland, the two canceled games tonight. So, there you have it. Cole Anthony with a last-second buzzer beater to win on the road. Now, as far as Mavi gets very excited when I start talking about, and by the way, that game now, 87-79, Suns, they got the Rock, 40 seconds left and rolling in the third. D-Book, step back, points, 89-79, a 10-point lead now for the Suns. They're wearing their Valley unis tonight, styling. You know, I actually tried to believe in Clemson tonight on the road in Atlanta at Georgia Tech, but they got their ass spanked again. Clemson is melting like an ice cream cone. They lost at Little John, remember, over the weekend, Saturday, 85-50. I mean, that is so embarrassing. And then they turn around and the same thing happens. They go and lose 83-65. Clemson, what is happening to this team that was, you know, allegedly so good when they were 9-1? Now all of a sudden they're losing left and right. Loyola of Chicago spanks Valpo 75-39. Valpo could only score 39 points in the game. That's embarrassing. North Carolina over Wake 80-73. So they definitely didn't cover that spread. They were laying 12. Kentucky was favored by 4.5. Georgia beat them 63-62 in Athens. And then in terms of some of the other games that we had action on, Mercer beat the Citadel by 20. VCU got blown out at St. Bonnie by 70-54 count. Duquesne upset Rhode Island tonight in Pittsburgh, 71-69. Providence, I gave you the 10 spot. They upset Creighton, 74-70 on the road. That's a huge win for the Friars. George Mason in double overtime wins at home, 87-85 over St. Joe's. I had George Mason to win and St. Joe's getting 11 or something to that effect. 7.5 they covered. 7.5. It was Tulsa that I had that number with, but they got roughed up at Houston, 86-59. Houston blows out Tulsa. I gave you Wisconsin laid 10.5. They beat Northwestern 68-52 in Madison. Chattanooga beat Samford by 6. Illinois State, I had the 8.5. They won outright over Bradley. I didn't think they'd win, but I thought they'd cover the spread. I gave you Washington in 13 against Colorado. They upset them tonight in Seattle, 84-80. So Colorado gets the sleepwalking game in tonight on the road at Washington, and they lose by 4. And Boise was laying 14. They rolled over Fresno, 73-51. I had Auburn in 4.5, my number one play. They covered but lost Arkansas, 75-73. Auburn covered the 4.5. And then that's pretty much it. Everything else was postponed. It's amazing how many games were postponed. Listen, Cincinnati, Temple, Minnesota, Nebraska, Xavier, UConn. These are just the big games. SMU, Tulane, Texas Tech, TCU, A&M, Vandy, East Carolina, South Florida, GW, Dayton, Evansville, Indiana State, Georgetown, Marquette, NC State, Virginia, Texas, Iowa State, St. Louis, UMass, and BC, Virginia Tech, all postponed. How crazy is that? If you don't think that this COVID means business, you are just absolutely living in a mushroom. I don't even know what to say because it is knocking programs to their knees. It's knocking games off the board every single day. It's knocking NBA games off, NHL games off, college basketball games off. It is scary. It is not under control. We've talked about the shots, the vaccines. They got multiple vaccines on the market. Meanwhile, they don't have any of them. They don't have any of them. They've run out. New York City, Los Angeles, they don't have any vaccine left. They don't have any shots. They've run out for the week. So they canceled 23,000 appointments for Thursday and Friday in New York City. 46,000 canceled vaccine shots that were scheduled, appointment only. And they told the people, don't even come. We've run out of vaccines. You don't think there's a problem with this? And the distribution of it, you're absolutely tripping.
There are 24 hours in every day.
1,440 minutes.
86,400 seconds. And we still have trouble squeezing all this glorious
sports talk in.
Have you thought about maybe sleeping less?
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Some guy made 100 large off of a same game parlay. He hit the Sixers on the money line, Tobias Harris over 18.5 points, JoJo Embiid over 24.5, Shake Milton over 14.5, Danny Green over 9.5, Marcus Smart over 11.5, Tristan Thompson over 7.5 rebounds. Tristan Thompson under 7.5 points. Kemba over 2.5 assists. JoJo over 9.5 alternate rebounds. And Danny Green over 2.5 alternate rebounds. The guy bet $250 and he won $103,041.28. That is absolutely insane. Nice job, bro. 11-leg parlay, same game. Same game parlay. All in the same game, he had all that down. I mean, that is serious right there. That's a hell of a job. There's no getting around that. Mike Singletary, I don't know if you saw this, he interviewed in Chicago with the Bears to be the defensive coordinator after Chuck Pagano stepped down. What do you think, Mafia? Should the Bears bring back Mike Singletary after seeing him coach in the NFL?
Oh, that's interesting. You know, you talk about guys who have been out of it for a while. Like, when's the last time we saw him coach since he was on the sidelines with a big cross around the neck? I don't think it's been a couple of years. Do you think that he'd be a good one to jump back in here now at his age? Let me see, what is 62 right now, going 63 this year? Is he, you know, into it this year anymore?
All I know is his commercials are terrible. And I saw Brian Urlacher's brother, Casey Urlacher, who had federal charges on him, was one of the 140 people who were pardoned by Trump before he vanished off the face of the earth today. Brian Urlacher's brother gets pardoned. I mean, who didn't that guy pardon? Oh, I know who he didn't pardon. I said so today on Coasting. Yeah, Exotic Joe didn't get pardoned, but everybody else did. Guess he didn't think too highly of the guy with all the lions and tigers. I mean, unbelievable.
But really, those brothers of bears, oh my.
You should see the celebration the Magic had in their locker room after Cole Anthony hit that shot. I mean, they went crazy. Absolutely crazy. So I saw this. I was making fun of those shoes, those Yeezys, last night. I saw them. I went to the store. I saw all these Yeezys. I couldn't believe how much those things cost. I mean, I won't deny they look comfortable and they're light and they're, you know, I guess I get it why people wear them fashionable. Like, you know, you wear those out with jeans or whatever, or, you know, in the summer, wherever you wear them, people dig them. But the cost of them is outrageous. And I looked at the, now they have a Yeezy basketball shoe. I'm looking at the 350 basketball Yeezy, unless I'm tripping. And then I saw the new Kobe Protros 6 or something like that are coming out, and they are awesome looking. I don't know if it's just one color, but I saw them in a burgundy with, like, you know, the Mamba skin. They are sick. And they're not that bad. I think they're $180. Because I was saying last night that his shoes are, for the most part, super expensive. I mean, a lot of those Kobes are high-end prices and hard to find. You know, people sell them online and stuff. They're expensive as all hell. I love looking at all the basketball shoes, Mafia. You know I get into it. Anyway, so as far as hockey tonight, Sharks and Blues are in the end of overtime, 12 seconds left. tied at ones in the Arch City. Wild and Ducks, after two periods in Anaheim, tied at two. And then the Canucks lead the Canadiens after two. They've tied it now, 3-3. The Canadiens tied it. The Canucks were up 3-2, but now Montreal has tied it. And here they are in the third now. The Wild have taken the lead on the Ducks, 3-2. The Knights lead in Vegas over the Coyotes after 2-3-1. And the Oilers beat the Leafs in Toronto in the game of the night. Draisaitl breaks a third period tie. And on a power play goal midway through the third, they stuffed another one in. And Edmonton wins 3-1. In that Montreal game, I just wanted to see who tied it up. Gallagher ties it up at threes at 18:25 of the second period. Now 3-3 going to the third. As far as Vegas tonight, Theodore Pietrangelo scored, and Mark Stone, the captain, scored. They were up 3-0. And then Schmaltz has one. Schmaltz Liquor. 3-1, Arizona gets a goal, 11:52 of the third, to at least be on the board. The Sharks just beat the Blues in the shootout. I took San Jose tonight. Nice win. They're first. They get it done. Shootout goal. Hurdle wins it for San Jose. And then as far as the Wild game, they've got... they were down 2-0. Hartman, Shorty, Bonino, power play. And then a couple goals. Fowler ties it up for Anaheim at 12:21 of the second, making it 2-2. That's where they stand there. So as far as Montreal goes, in that game, I told you Gallagher was the one that tied that up. So there you go. There's all the hockey. I know, Mafia, you're excited about the football games on Sunday. I can barely get there. What's today? Tomorrow's Thursday. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then Sunday they play in the afternoon and at night, right? So what is it? Isn't it like at like 3-something? I got to look at this.
Yeah, I think it's at least, like 3 and 6:40.
Yeah, I think it is. So 3:05, the Bucks and Packers, 6:40, right, Bills, Chiefs. So I don't know how I'm going to make it, Mafia. First of all, 3 days, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 3 days, nothing. How about Saturday when there's, you know, because they had the double headers both days, right? So now Saturday comes up this week and there's no game. And there's no games at all in the NFL on Saturday. They're both on Sunday, so... I mean, Saturday, it becomes just a suck day because what are you going to watch? Are you going to watch all day long? There's no way you can sit there. I don't know about you, but are you going to watch college basketball all day from noon until the time you go to bed? No. I know you're going to watch the UFC with McGregor and Poirier, and that's fantastic. A lot of people can't afford to pay for that pay-per-view. You know that's true. I wish they would just show all those fights, believe it or not, on ESPN and ESPN Plus. And I have to ask you why they don't do that, at least the concept of it, because I understand why they make all the money with pay-per-view. No problem. I don't have a problem with that. It is what it is. It's like, you know, boxing and UFC, they've always done pay-per-views, and they make their money that way. I get it. But have they not blown up into this, you know, multi-billion dollar business? They are so filthy rich with money. It's oozing out of their skin. And they're making money hand over fist. They have the Fight Pass with like 50 new shows on it. They have ESPN Plus. They show all these undercards and prelims and everything. They show fight nights on there. They show fights from Abu Dhabi on there. They do everything. They show tons of fights on ESPN. And my point is this. Are they not benefiting more than they did with Fox at ESPN now that they've actually They're just on more than ever, even more than they were on Fox. And then now they're airing fights on the Holloway fight was on the network television on ABC. Are they not making enough money off of this relationship with ABC, ESPN, Disney? Are they not making enough money, billions, that they would, even consider putting every fight on ESPN or ESPN Plus without doing the pay-per-views? Or is it just too crazy to think like that?
I mean, for them and the way their business works, I mean, it would definitely be too crazy for them to think unless that deal was amended. I mean, obviously they're making billions from ESPN, but all the money that they make from those pay-per-views when they do them that they're splitting with ESPN, I'm sure, is a big chunk. You heard about all these guys, and the way they really made their money was, and girls, was, the pay-per-view points, getting money for those. It's boxing and mates, the same thing. If you get part of the pay-per-view, that's where you really make your cash. So that's a big thing for UFC always is the gate and the pay-per-view. Well, the fighters, but also the UFC, you make your money through the gate and the pay-per-view. So that'd be, something they'd have to really rework with that deal if they wanted to get rid of that completely. Say, any ad revenue ESPN or ABC gets, they get part of that. That's the only way they could make it worth their while to give up, potential pay-per-view money.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, do you know how many people watch ESPN? And do you know how many people would watch the UFC, all those pay-per-views were just on ESPN, and then when those, fights were on ESPN or ESPN Plus, which a lot of people don't get ESPN Plus, they don't want to pay the $5 a month, but a lot of people do. Millions get it. So my point is that if they have let's say they had Conor McGregor on that fight with Poirier on ESPN, I mean, can't they spike their ad rates like the NFL does on the playoffs and Super Bowl and just charge, through the nose to get those ads? Because the UFC doesn't have a shortage of advertisers. I mean, if you look at the octagon now, every single bar in that octagon that holds that fence up and, the octagon shape itself, there isn't one bar on there that doesn't have an advertisement on it now. I mean, they're making money with advertising. Like, it's all over the arena. It's all over the octagon. It's all over the fighters. It's everywhere. And I would think that if they just, and I know this sounds crazy, but if they're on ESPN, more people watch, and then more, advertisers and charge them more. I get why they do pay-per-view. I'm just saying, if they just gave the fans that didn't force the fans to pay that $75, I just feel like they'd make it up with, being on ESPN and being on ABC, and they could charge through the nose for advertising and make it all up there. I just think it's possible.
I've always said that what I would love to see them do is do something like, what the WWE does, or something even maybe like you see with these other regular sports with their packages, like have a yearly package where you pay $350 a month or a year, and you get every pay-per-view. Don't make me pay every month for another pay-per-view. Let me do it in one shot, like you do with the league pass for NBA or NFL, all those, because then I'm more likely to do it. And I think a lot of people are more likely to do it instead of having to pay $70 a pop. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I like that, like a season pass, like in skiing, or like you pay for the NHL or the NBA or whatever. We'll come back and wrap it up on the bench. All right, why don't we hear from Tom Brady as they get ready to go to Lambeau? Here he is.
For one reason or another, we've just done a good job. Some years it's been like that. I've been a part of other teams where it wasn't quite like that. Let's keep that streak going. That'd be pretty sweet. So let's get another one. We're going to be challenged to get it because we're going up against, like I said, a great football team. And, I think playing on the road's just – it's about good football, execution, communication, all the fundamentals, the blocking, tackling, throwing, all those things. So it's a great environment. I mean, this is one of the coolest stadiums in the league to play in. And, I know they're excited. We'll be excited. It'll be make for a great football game.
And what about Josh Allen as they get ready to go to Arrowhead?
It's one of those things where you just try not to think about it and not trying to put anything more than it needs to be. Not trying to make it a bigger deal than it needs to be. And you know, that's coming with, you know, the coaching staff here, Dable and Dorsey, and just they've been in situations like this and just telling me like what to expect, how to handle myself. And obviously, you know, I've played in a few big games, and as we go on here, every game's a bigger game than the last one. And you know, it's a still the same game of football, and we don't need to reinvent anything on our offense. We just got to go up there and try to execute a game plan and try to be the best versions of ourselves we can be.
So, Mavi, do you think those road teams can win?
I think that the Bills can. You know, especially we'll see what Mahomes is. You know, whether it's the toe, the neck, the head, whatever it is, his injuries are. You know, that's going to affect them. The other way, I've been against the Bucs, and I know they proved me wrong in New Orleans, but I cannot see them going to Lambeau and having a good game against, you know, Aaron Rodgers and those guys.
All right, the Suns lead is 103-97 with 2 minutes left. The Warriors are up 96-78 on the Spurs. Clippers are up 104-88 on the Kings. Great job, Mafia. I'm Pharrell. Sports Rage is next. See you tomorrow at 4 on Coast to Coast. Check out.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.